Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Janet Miller. I'm a national marketing director from Memphis, Tennessee, and this call is originating from Memphis, Tennessee. I have the privilege of being the host of tonight's KMD Business Update call that we have every week, and this call has been taking place since 1992. This call is sponsored by Kerry and Mickey Daigle, national marketing directors and 100 Club members from Lafayette, Louisiana. Tonight, I have the honor of introducing someone that is just an amazing speaker, an amazing lady, Sharon Rankin. She's a national marketing director, 100 with our company, NSA. She was also the first person to earn over $10,000 a month. Sharon has really always seen herself as a hard worker, but before she found NSA, she found that even with working very hard, she kept getting further and further behind in life, and she never seemed to get anywhere financially. So in a minute, you're going to hear from Sharon as she shares her story about those hard days before she found NSA, and now today, how different her life is and how remarkable her life is, full of freedom and full of choices, freedom to travel and financial freedom and time freedom to spend with her four grandchildren. Sharon is married to Dave, who's also a national marketing director, and she met Dave through our company, NSA. Sharon and Dave were honored by our president, Jay Martin, with the Founders Award, which is our company's highest honor, and that was in 2004 at the Fall Conference Elton Awards. But personally speaking, Sharon is someone that I really got to know this summer. I had the incredible privilege and honor to travel with her on the Tennessee Changing Lives Tour. And we traveled and spoke together in different cities across Tennessee. And what I saw and I came to love in Sharon was her heart and her passion to help others and to see other people succeed and to see other people discover how they can fulfill their dreams. Because to Sharon, it's very personal, and you'll see that when she tells her story. But she has a heart that is so real, and it reaches out to whoever wants help, and I saw this in her. I have so much admiration for this lady, and you're getting ready to hear why as she begins to speak to us. And first, she's going to share her journey and her story with our company that is very inspiring. And then secondly, she's going to do an incredible training from her many years of wisdom. Like I said, Sharon's been with our company for 28 years. And she's going to be speaking about how to ask high-yielding questions and why they are so important. And I think all of us will agree that how to talk to someone makes all the difference in what your next step is, you know, the right questions to ask. So I'm very excited about this topic tonight. So I want to welcome my friend and my incredible mentor and someone that I grew to really love this summer and know, Sharon Rankin.
Well, thank you, Janet. Thank you for that gracious introduction. And good evening, everyone. I heard people from all over the country and Canada and some of my wonderful Juice Plus Buddy families from around the world or from around the country, and I'm delighted to be on the call with you. I'm so thankful to the KMD team for their contribution to the Juice Plus family through this call each week, because I know my team plugs into it quite often as well. Well, as I share my story with you all this evening, I do always share my story praying that my journey and my story will simply serve as a model for what can be done. I never want to come across as like bragging of any sort, except to say that I always believe that God takes care of us in spite of ourselves. And when I was introduced to this business, it changed my life, and I still have a passion to see other people's lives changed as well. I will tell you that in 28 years ago, it was 1984, when this business found me. We were deep in debt. I was a broke stay-at-home mom with the reality that I was going to be a single broke stay-at-home mom, and I did not know how I was going to support myself. And a friend asked me a simple question, and tonight we're talking about the value of good questions, and I don't know if she'd been taught this question or if it was just something that she said, but it's still a question that would work well today, and it does work well today for those people who use it. And that question was, she Sharon, do you know anyone in your town who could use some extra income? Our company is looking for a few good people. Now, she didn't know what my situation was. She didn't know that I was struggling financially or that I would soon be a single mom. But my response to her was, what? Tell me. She wasn't asking if I was interested, but did I know of anyone who was interested? That third-party approach always works so beautifully. And I was saying, tell me, what is it? And that's when I was introduced to NSA. Of course, this was long before Juice Plus, and we had other products. But while we had other products, we still had the same leader in Jay Martin. We still had the same core values and foundational systems of gifting and sharing and educating and building a team. Some things don't change. While some of our products and maybe a few things how we do business, is our business has changed over the years, but we are still been blessed to have a company culture from the beginning with a person and a leader like Jay Martin and the people that he surrounded himself with. So I got started, Janet, with a simple goal that I was going to make an extra $400, $500, $600 a month. I thought if I could just do that, that would keep me from having to move in with my mother when I became single and solve a lot of problems. Well, I found something that I really, really loved. I was very teachable. I will tell you the three things that I brought to this business was a very teachable spirit, besides being hungry, very hungry and needing some solution. I brought a teachable spirit, a willingness to work, and a love for people. And all three of those things have combined to create a significant business and pay me well over the years. But in that first, I'll just tell you, in that very first 30 days, being willing to work, teachable, I went right out, did what they told me to do, and I developed 20 customers. You know, we're teaching people to do that now through our Fast Track program. And the people who do get off to a solid, fast start using that see the value of putting their heart into it, creating a solid business model straight off the bat that they can teach to other people. And that is exactly what I have been doing for the last 28 years. So long story short, I mean, we've worked hard. We've gone through some, you know, changes over the years. The economy's been up and down, but one thing has been certain. Our business with NSA has been solid all along the way, and it's something that I could depend upon. And I can never imagine leaving this company or retiring. I have some people sometimes ask me, well, why are you still doing this? Why don't you retire? You've got to be kidding me. This is way too much fun to retire. So my long story short is I used to be a broke stay-at-home mom, but now I'm a rich gadabout grandmother. And we've had some fun times while our grandchildren were off on fall break just recently. And so it continues to grow and be a blessing in many, many ways. Well, tonight, if you saw the title for our calls tonight, how to ask high-yielding questions and why they are important, that might have drawn you to this call. But before I get into some of those basics or some of those topics, I just want to remind everybody of the basics of our business. And I feel like we have so many resources at our disposal right now that it's often that we're not using just the basic resources. But just remember, the goal of any interaction that we might have with people in and around our business is to discover, first of all, whether they are aware of any need for better nutrition, or maybe if they have a need for some financial options or solutions, and whether they're willing to do something about it. I find that many people have need in my art of discovery, the time I'm using to discover, but they're not always willing to do something about those needs at the time that we're talking. So got to remember that. And also, a goal of any interaction that I have with people around this product or around the business presentation is to find a time to be able to set an appointment for me to share with them solid information, such as from our DVDs or through our CDs. It's still, you know, a good idea to turn our cars into a university. That's some training we're not hearing so much these days. But our car has CD players in it. And I would really encourage you to turn your car into a university And I always invite, I ask people, do you listen? Do you watch? How do you take information in? Because I definitely want to get any prospects that I have in front of a healthcare professional. Not me asking a bunch of great skilled questions or giving some great answers, but I want them to hear the healthcare professional in the presentation. And so if we can't get them to a presentation, we definitely want to invite them to a live presentation if at all possible. But if that's not possible, then we want to take the presentation to them. So while I am talking about the importance of high-yielding questions and asking questions, it won't matter how good your questions are if we don't fall back to the basics, and that is getting a person in front of a presentation or the presentation to the person. That is one reason why I still love the wellness presentations, because that is the best way to get a group of people down in front of healthcare professionals via the DVD and hear the story. So just one little tip from me, as I am observing these days with our many, many, many resources, so many resources that I feel like people are almost paralyzed into using them, and we just need to pick two or three that we love and use them with great consistency. So let me just touch real quickly on this, how to ask the questions and why they're important. And I've always been taught, and I believe with all my heart, that knowing the why behind anything that we do is the best place to start. So let's talk about why asking questions is important at all, or why even bother learning to ask any good questions or high-yielding questions. Why bother developing this skill in the art of communication? Well, I personally discovered early on, I didn't have any training on this at all, but I discovered early on in this business, if I asked enough good questions, people would tell me everything I needed to know to move them to a decision around our business or around our product. In other words, they would share enough information. If I asked enough questions, they would share enough information about themselves that I could often lead them to a purchasing decision. And one quick little story I remember early on in my NSA journey, I was on an airplane. I had had no training on this, but it just made sense. Ask questions. So I was asking questions, learning how to, that whole art of discovery I call now, asking questions of the person next to me on a plane. I was asking a lot of questions. And a friend on the other side was kind of, punching me in the ribs. What are you doing? Well, I'm asking questions. I'm practicing. Actually, I believe with my exam, I am practicing, and someday I'm going to be good enough and be so good that I'll get most anybody I decide to, that I work on, as far as asking questions. Well, I'll tell you, I'm not 100%. I probably never will be. But I do have a very, very strong track record of developing customers from people that I have spent time with and asking questions. So this whole developing the skill of asking questions and listening is what I call, I've already said it, the art of discovery. Kind of like Curious George. I'm always wanting to tell me more about this or that. I've also noticed that if you spend more time being interested in and listening to other people, they won't know much about you, but they will think you're a pretty special person, and they'll want to be associated with you and work with you in some way. One of the great books that I highly recommend to people is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Now, that's an old book, and it's been around for a long time. But early on in my NSA career, I developed a habit. I did this for about 4 or 5 years. Every January, I read that book to help me get better with my people skills, my communication skills, and my social skills. And that book will serve you well if you spend some time in it, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So how do we ask all those wonderful questions? So we got to get there. You know, what are those questions that we want to ask? But before I get to the questions, let me just suggest something here. There's three P's that we need to around the how. In other words, preparation, practice, and persistence. There's something about, I've been taught, 90% preparation and 10% execution. spending more time being prepared in some situations and then being able to execute effectively. Taking the time to prepare, to learn a few good questions will carry you a very long way. A couple of questions that I practiced early on when Juice Plus was first introduced. We didn't have the tapes and the CDs and all the resources. We had none of that. So we really didn't know what to do or how to do it. But I was gifted with a couple of questions, and I spent time making sure that I memorized these. I wrote them on 3x5 cards, and I carried it around with me. It doesn't seem like that hard now because they're a part of me, and you could wake me up out of a dead sleep and I could ask these questions, but here they are. The first question I would ask people as I was in conversation and trying to discover where they were is, have you seen we should be eating 7 to 13 fruits and vegetables every day? I would stop, listen to their answers, give feedback, you know, and what I heard, create understanding and connection any place that I could. And then, if it was appropriate to proceed, I asked the second question. If I could show you a way to get 17 fruits and vegetables in your diet without changing your eating habits, would that be a fun or interesting idea? Here's what I know. People want to get more fruits and vegetables, but they don't want to change. Right? I'm sure most of you are shaking your head yes. On this call, most people don't want to change. And that always opened the door so beautifully for me long before we had CDs and DVDs. So those two questions have carried me very, very far. And let me just say that this skill can be practiced on all kinds of levels. Definitely, I mean, I'm talking about the skill of asking questions and listening and the art of discovery and feeding back. It's nothing more than a skill. Most everything I would ever teach to anybody around this business is a skill that I have learned. It's nothing that I brought to this business. But when we think about asking questions, it seems like we generally think about our prospects. But I would encourage all of you on the call to be thinking about your customers as well. Don't just stop with the question habits of asking good questions of your customers. Of your prospects. But once you get a customer, continue to be in that art of discovery, finding out more about them, being interested in them, and developing relationships. I have customers that call me, that I did not even know before we built a relationship, and then as they added Juice Plus to their diet, they tell me they love me. Can we go to lunch? Can we do this or can we do that? I mean, these are people that were not friends of mine that I just met in the course of life. So I want to encourage you guys to practice, prepare what questions do you want to ask, then practice it, and then persist. Now, many of you probably know about Meet Your Raise Fess Up questions that most of us at the NMD boot camp. She taught us at the NMD boot camp, and it was phenomenal. I love that her questions are so very, very powerful. And I will tell you that recently, I had to go speak to about 30 people in a situation. So before I went, I took the time to memorize some of these questions from her Fess Up script, where she was talking about fitness and energy and sleep and salt and sugar cravings. There's 3 or 4 bullet points in each of those, and I took the time to memorize, to ask people if they were 100% satisfied with their fitness level, or do you have enough energy to last out through the whole day? Do you have consistent energy for dealing with your family and your children? How about sleep? Would you consider yourself a light sleep deprived? Would you love to get 7 to 8 hours of complete sleep every night? How about those salt and sugar cravings? Would you say you have a sweet tooth? Or do you wish you could magically give up your favorite junk food or junk drink? I memorized these questions before I went to do that presentation, and then it was amazing what happened. We definitely developed a bunch of customers from that day, and I recently used these questions again, Janet, at one of my most recent wellness presentations just last Friday night, and I have to tell you that I had more participation and more conversation and interaction than I've had in quite a while. Than just going through a book and reading to people, but asking questions and getting them more involved. And
so
a couple
Sharon,
of other that
real quick, just for our callers, it's FESS, like F-E-S-S?
Yes, it's F-E-S-S-U-P, FESS Up. And you can, if you do not know, if you're not aware of these questions, you can go to Meet Your Ray's website, which is www.teamshiningstar.com. TeamShiningStar.com. You can click on that under the RI Training tab, and you can find this. There's quite a list of questions there that gives you scripts, what to say, and how to work with people and even bring them to a close. I will tell you just a couple of other quick little things that have served me well in asking high-yielding questions is asking people, and this is actually in our starter guide, but it feels like I feel like people overlook it so often, is would you be open to learning more? Would you be open to education? I think if we woke a seasoned distributor up out of their sleep, they ought to be able to ask that question. Another question or a statement that I say to people, don't know if this is for you or not, but I'd love to sit with you so we can explore some ideas to see if this is a good fit. These are some things that if you just put them on, if you don't have these down and you're not confident when you're out among people, if you just take a few minutes to do that. But the key thing is, and early on before we had CDs and DVDs, we had cassette tapes. And there was a little saying that went around, there's two kinds of tape. There's duct tape and there's a cassette tape. And the point of that is sometimes we do talk too much. And we could just put a piece of duct tape over our mouth and give out a cassette tape, and miracles would happen. So I just want to encourage everybody, if you're talking, I hear this a lot from my own team members as I'm coaching people, even though they've been trained in other areas, we seem to revert or we default to areas that are not, you know, productive or effective business practices, and that is just talking and blabbing and telling versus asking. And that's one of the things I hear people say to me all the time. Well, I've been telling a lot of people and talking to them, but nobody's doing anything. Well, first of all, are you asking questions? And then second of all, what have they seen? Those are the two simple little steps that I would move people farther along. And if you're also wondering what to say to people, just real quickly, as we close, you know, some positioning statements, if people are asking you, so what are you up to now, or what have you been doing lately? You know, you just don't want to launch into a whole Juice Plus infomercial. But if you're a teacher, you can say, hey, I'm still a teacher, and I love it. But what I'm really passionate about right now is teaching people how to get healthy from the inside out. Curious, what are you doing to support yourself nutritionally? There's any number of things that you could insert in there. Hey, I'm a nurse and I love it. But what I'm really excited about is building a team to help people get healthier around the world. There are so many ways just to sit down and work out a few of those little things and help you as you are out there every single day. And it is true, say less to more people and lighten up and your sales will brighten up and you'll have an amazing business. So, Janet, I will stop with that unless you have a question or two.
Well, I have one question. It actually goes back in the beginning when you were telling your story. I noticed that you said that 28 years ago someone came to you and said, we are looking for more people. We're looking for someone who's interested.
Our company is looking for a few good people.
For a few good people, you know, that might be interested in making some extra money. Do you know of anyone? And I believe I've heard you say that is still a statement now, even today, a question that you use. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It still serves us well today, mm-hmm. asking that question. Sometimes people, yes, no, don't know, but I will tell you that if they're kind of inquisitive, I said, could I sit with you? I always ask people, could I sit with you and show you what we're looking for? This may not be for you, but I'd love to share with you what we're looking for so you could help me find the kind of people we're looking for in your town.
I think that's incredible. I love that because it takes the pressure off of people from feeling like you're trying to pull them into something that maybe they're resisting from the beginning. You're just wanting to share with them and
right.
see if they have any leads. And in your case, you were you took that hook right up and said, "I'm here. I'll take it."
I did. Well, the Lord knew I needed this.
And 28 years later,
I didn't know where the answer was going to come from, but I thank the Lord. Hardly a day doesn't go by that I don't thank the Lord for the blessing of this business and what it has meant to me and my family. We are truly blessed.
Well, thank you, Sharon. It's not only a wonderful training, but your story is very inspiring, and it's incredible. I'm sure there are many people on the line whose hearts it touched, who either are or have been in the situation before where they were in need and needed to find something else, and as you said, very hungry. You know, our company is for so many people from all different reasons. You know, and that's what I love about it. It can be what you need it to be for you.
Yes.
And thank you, Sharon. You've shared so many wonderful thoughts and messages and good pointers and great questions, and I really appreciate you being our speaker tonight. This was a great topic and a lot of great wisdom from you. Definitely know you've done this business a long time, and I think we all would agree that it would serve us well to listen to someone who's been as successful as you've been and with the company for 28 years. And thank you again for taking your time to do this and be on our call tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to stop the recording, and then after I do, everyone can tell Sharon good night, and thank you